Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. Access Astrology are three astrologers that work together to bring astrology live and vivid to you. We all find astrology a fascinating language that helps us understand the patterns of the world and how we can best work with it. But we don't believe it's something that's hidden away that no one can use on a daily basis. We want it to be accessible to you. We wanted to make it real, live, and vivid. So we are going to talk tonight about, I'm going to start taking callers in a few minutes. If you would like to call me and talk about your chart or an astrological question, please call 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. I'm Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from St. Paul, Minnesota. And my two other astrological cohorts, Ann Ortley and Mark Woltz, live in New York City and speak every Tuesday night at the Open Center. I believe it's 6:30. And they are not here with us yet tonight. They may be calling in a bit, but I've been gone for 3 weeks myself. I took most of Mercury retrograde off. Now, Mercury is still retrograde as we speak. It's holding still tonight. It's an interesting astrological combination. The Sun is in Leo, which is fiery and outgoing and exciting. And the Moon went into feisty Aries this morning, and it conjunct Uranus, the planet of unexpected sparks, and squared Pluto, the planet of death and rebirth. Now, because these two planets are square and will be square for most of the next 3 years, every time a planet sets them off, we can expect some event, small or large, just a personal excitement or a major event in the world. They'll tend to be triggered off when the personal planets hit this square in the sky, the long-standing Uranus-Pluto square. Uranus takes 84 years to go around the zodiac, and Pluto takes well over 200 years. So it's the aspects they make form and change slowly, but they catalyze events. And so this morning might have been kind of impatient to get on with things, kind of excited about possibilities and change, but Mercury is still retrograde and slowing down. It's about to hold still, so it's hard to actually get anything off the mark. So with Mercury stationary, we can feel like we're spinning our wheels. It's hard to actually get something written and out the door. Our minds can wander. But we can also see it in major events in the world, when you have that kind of friction blocking at the same time. We have, there was a major explosion at an oil depot in California that is set off at a Chevron tank. Hold on, I think I see one of my cohorts. Hello, is this Mark?
Hello, yes.
Hello, hi, Mark. Hello. Welcome in.
Hi.
And where are you calling from tonight?
Calling from Manhattan, and I was a little late getting to the phone because I did have to watch Gabby do her uneven bars.
She's amazing, isn't she?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So.
And she's got a really interesting chart. And I'll talk about that in a minute.
Sure.
We were just talking about the astrological lineup today that set off the big explosion of the Chevron oil plant in California.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that's a day of upset?
No, I didn't.
You know, like Gabby didn't make the gold on the parallel bar. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently an oil depot in California just exploded. So that and is burning pretty wildly.
When
the Moon this morning conjunct Uranus and squared Pluto as Mercury stations, we tend to spinning our wheels and it's hard to get things going.
Yeah.
How I had some pretty funny Mercury retrograde experiences. How were you? Well,
the usual story that I have, the first couple of weeks of retrograde Mercury's, I really couldn't tell you it's retrograde.
Mm-hmm,
I hear people complain, but it doesn't affect me. But always the last little bit of it, everything is very retrograde. So I ran into that with car trouble and also a computer crash, and you know.
Oh, hon, yeah.
So it all, you know, but it all happens at the end. So. And,
I drove across Canada from Minnesota to upstate Vermont, and then drove back again. Spent a few weeks camping in the woods and drove back. Now I was going out trying to find my brother who was in the middle of moving, and my cell phone, the first night, it spent the night on top of my car, which I didn't know.
Oh.
I was trying to find it in the morning, couldn't find it anywhere inside the car or the hotel room, but found it on top of the car, but it was okay.
Well, I'm glad you found it
so far, so
before
good.
You drove away.
The next day, yes. Well, I had driven around with it on top of the car, and it had stayed still. The next day, I get a free cup of coffee. I put it in my coffee thing. I put my map out. I see where I'm going. I put the cell phone on the map. I pick up the map. The cell phone slides into the coffee.
Oh.
And with the only contact numbers I have for my brother on it. So I managed to rush it across country to find it, because in Canada I couldn't find a cell phone place that worked for me, and found one as soon as I crossed the border and got the number off the phone. Just long enough, it worked for a few seconds, long enough to get the contact info off of it, then it kind of exploded and spoke.
Wow.
It was impressive. So that was my Mercury retrograde, but I was so glad that my phone took the heat, but my car was okay, considering I'm doing a 4,000-mile drive.
Yeah, wow.
So Gabby's chart, and she's done so well, and, you know, there's a lot of uproar that, you know, the networks didn't cover her until she'd won the gold.
Right.
That they were taking pictures of everybody else, but they weren't giving her any airtime. But her sun is at 9 degrees of Capricorn, so Pluto and Uranus were aspecting her sun. That's kind of both feeling invisible and coming into her power. It's a good example of what you can do with a Pluto transit.
That's right.
But she has her sun in Capricorn, moon in Taurus, and Mars, Neptune, Uranus, Mercury, Uranus, all conjunct in Capricorn, between 24 and 29 degrees.
Oh.
So she's got, that's and Saturn has been squaring it.
Squaring,
she's been learning her discipline intensely.
Yeah, which is actually good for these games.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline is the number one thing you have to have for
4 years
ahead of time and, all the way through.
And so that's
all her Capricorn stuff is good, too. You're better off with Capricorn than a lot of mutable stuff for most of these points. But again, it's discipline.
I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah. Wow.
And so... Yeah. On the other hand, the chart of the man that did the damage in the Sikh temple.
The Sikh temple, yeah.
Also has his son at 8 degrees. Also has his son. He's but 8 Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Scorpio moon in Aries, and with Mercury, Venus, and Neptune conjunct in Scorpio natally. And the Pluto Uranus Saturn was probably, we think, opposing his moon, but we know that Uranus and Neptune were acting on his sun. Uranus and Pluto were aspecting his sun because his sun is at 8 degrees Scorpio.
8 degrees, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, here's an example where. Both he and Gabby had their sun intensely aspected by Uranus and Pluto, and she's directing that Plutonian focus and fixation on her work. And he was focusing it on a problem, on an imaginary problem.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's where our choices come in. You know, we have influences, things move through us, but we have the right and responsibility to respond.
Great. Yes.
And to really allow people to make their choices and to give them permission, you know, because that's part of the, you know.
Hello, Anne.
Hi. I was a little late tonight. One of those, my reading ran a little late. So it's like, I can lock myself in, and I did.
All right.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, here I am. Yeah, no, I had a client I hadn't seen in a while, and we got chatting, and then I was like, oh, my God, I got to go. I got the radio show. So
Mercury
is stationary. Totally, totally. It's been that kind of day. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was very nice. She met this really nice guy. So I was like, like him so much, you know. and it was like, this is so good. Because, you know, we did not like the one that was before. But, you know, you have to be you have to be well-behaved. You know, you can't go, dump the asshole. But you want to.
No.
This is a really nice guy. So I was so happy.
So it's going to be interesting this week as Mercury turns direct. This has been an unusually long Mercury retrograde.
It has been a long one and a mean one, too.
It has been. You know, when I was off in the woods, you know, on a retreat doing the Women's Sundance, it was great. It was a perfect place to be doing with Mercury retrograde. But getting there, I mean, I said I had cell phone follies. I've had some wonderful Mercury retrograde crazy spells along the way. And I'm watching this. We've had two major shootings with Mercury retrograde because it can really bring the broody mind out. And this Mercury retrograde in Leo has been great for storytelling and reconnecting with the past. But I'm also seeing in the few people who have, you know, the loose wires in the head, a tendency to get self-absorbed and obsessive about things in the process.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Mercury turns direct in 2 days. That's exciting. Once it begins to move forward, we can expect this the rest of the week to be about straightening out problems. Venus forms and it enters Cancer tomorrow, which can make people a little less willing to take emotional risk and a little bit more self-protective. But it can also, I think, bring people more to their heart and more, you know, enable to connect with people on a more emotionally intimate level than they have been for a while. And it's going to form a nice trine to Neptune. So if we make people feel safe, they will tend to look on us with goodwill and allow us to straighten out any misunderstandings.
Right. But if we go, wah, 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 they're going to be very resistant. Yeah. Because Mercury in Cancer, or Venus in Cancer, gets very protective of the little belly, you know, the exposed weakness, or the perceived exposed weakness. Might not even be a weakness, but the perception of the weakness. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, we've got two people on hold. I'm going to start taking callers, if that's okay.
Yeah.
And we'll see if you have anything else you want to add about the week, we can work it into their readings as well. So, let me see. Hello. Hello, 250. Are you on the line? 3629483. Are you here?
Hello.
Okay, let's try that. Hello. Yes.
Hello.
How can
hello,
you
you're there.
Tonight?
Yay, she's in.
Oh, good. I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah, it's like you
how
know.
How can we help you?
Mercury retrograde.
I was just curious about my chart and a little bit about what upcoming things I can look at handling.
Okay, when were you born?
April 17th, 1970, at 10:29 a.m. in Troy, New York.
Okay. Okay, and Aries with a moon in Virgo, and a moon at 10 degrees of Virgo, and a 23 degree Cancer rising, with Mercury conjunct Saturn and Venus in Taurus, Mars also in Taurus. So when you read about Aries, you know, yes, you have that Aries quality with Jupiter opposed the Sun in Aries, but there's a large part of you that's a lot more responsible, settled, hardworking, and needs to move at a steady pace than some Aries are given credit for. Mm-hmm. Loving, connected, maybe a tad possessive. But you have a lot of common sense. Hmm. Now, did you have a particular question?
Well, I know that my seventh house is empty, so I've come to terms. I listen to Anne a lot. She says to come to terms with your chart sometimes. So I've come to terms that maybe I won't get married. But I wonder if there's...
Oh, no. That's not what that means.
Really?
If you have an empty house, that mainly means you have a lot of room to set your own agenda there.
Right.
That there's not a story that you have to live out as much.
Okay.
So your ruler of your seventh house is Saturn, and that's conjunct Mercury and Venus in your tenth house. That's not bad for. It just means that your career will come first, but not that you won't get married.
And this career, is there anything for? I had a hard 2 years, lost my job. I had a paralyzed dog. I lost him and lost a boyfriend, and I got audited, and. So I'm wondering if there's any potential jobs.
Yeah, the last couple of years look like they might have sucked, and Saturn has been opposed your son. That'll be off by October.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks to me like, tell me what kind of work have you loved?
Well, I used to... be in the old, I worked for Kodak and did the whole corporate America thing, and then when I got laid off, I've been doing kind of personal assistant work, and right now I'm house sitting in Canada, and just traveling about a lot. I joined the Hare Krishnas for a few weeks, just a little bit of everything. And
a little bit of everything.
Now, yeah, so I'm kind of a wandering soul, a little bit of a free spirit, and but, I need to look forward to some things, and I'm looking at house sitting in different countries. I have my certificate to teach English overseas, but I've been fatigued a lot. I have a thyroid issue, so I've been really fatigued, and it's been kind of scary because my pace isn't what I'm used to.
Okay, are you on a gluten-free diet by any chance?
Yeah, I do gluten-free. I'm vegetarian, and I tried not to do GMOs, and really try to pay attention to all that, and do coconut oil.
Are you getting enough protein? Because it looks like, with the moon in Virgo, whatever the problem is, you look to the digestive system.
Yeah. The protein's a bit
of
a struggle.
And that your digestive system feels under stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the more you really feel fed, and like you'll probably need, the moon in Virgo likes to be a vegetarian, but the rest of your chart needs a lot of protein.
Yeah,
I've been a vegetarian for 40-some years. So
when I did it for health reasons, it was very difficult. But when I did it for spiritual reasons, the hard thing is I know my body needs meat, but I just, the thought of biting into animal flesh makes me ill. Yeah.
You don't have to do that to make sure that you have a high-protein diet, but you really need that high-protein diet.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of okay with the eggs, so I've been doing eggs. But
good.
I have gained a bit of weight, and, my body's changed a bit. So I know some of the health things, I'm fatigued a lot, so...
Mm-hmm.
That and trying to find work has been a little bit of a challenge, and but I need to work. I have to work. I want to work, and so that's what I'm just hoping is that some job energies will open.
And I have some ideas here, but I want to hear what you and Mark have to say about this chart.
Okay, give me the birth time again.
10:29 a.m.
10:29 a.m. Okay,
yeah.
And it went by fast. Okay. April 1770. I think that, a couple things. When a house is empty, we always look at where the houses have the rocks in the chart, and those are the focus places. So for you, with the Aries energy, really, with the sun opposite your Saturn opposite your sun now, that definitely can show his health stuff. It comes to Jupiter soon, in the beginning of October. So I would look for vitamin deficiencies, too, with this chart, like maybe the bees, because if you're not eating meat, those Aries planet, the Aries planet needs it. But, yeah, I think the traveling is really good for you with the North Node in the ninth, and also the whole spiritual thing. And with the Moon on the South Node in Virgo, there's a very strong service-oriented chart, strong service energy to the chart. But that Pluto in conjunct to the Sun, you know, it really is understanding that the nutritional part of the body with Pluto in Virgo, that diet thing. Heather's comment about the Moon being really highly functional. Moon also rules your rising sign. Again, we're going to see an emphasis on what you eat and how you eat it. And definitely doing healthy foods count, but I would definitely work on getting vitamins in your system, because your system with the Moon in Virgo isn't always going to digest well, because you were born, you know, it processes maybe too fast or too quickly for it. I like the Uranus square Uranus. That's kind of a breakthrough in terms of work stuff coming. And I think if you're finding that you're really lethargic and tired, you know, giving yourself extra nutrients, you know, with that Saturn opposite the Sun, that should actually kind of clear up in September. Have you had good blood work done on yourself?
Well, I don't have the insurance, so I don't really keep up with the blood work, and I don't take anything for the thyroid. So I try to do some acupuncture things, like work with the chi energy and the kidneys and the adrenals. So I've been doing that a little bit and just resting more, because I had a paralyzed dog for a long time, so there was five years of just taking care of him. So now that he's passed,
it's time for you to rest and fill up and take care of yourself.
Yeah, so I slept for most of July. So as far as meeting somebody, I suppose I have to wake up and go outside, but that's been hard.
Yeah, that would help.
That would help.
I would say to take a look at how you spend your time. Take a look at what's really important to you and see if they match. That if you want to meet people and your chart is built to be, you'd be wonderful in a relationship. But
thanks.
And your chart, you don't take it lightly. You'll tend to do well with that ruler of the seventh being Saturn, and Saturn conjunct your Mercury. You know, you do well with someone who is either older or more serious, so someone who might be even a scientist or interested in a discipline that they've really spent some time on. Could be an alternative healer. Someone who's really good at what they do.
Yeah.
And you yourself have a very good mind that doesn't learn super quickly, but doesn't forget what you learn, and is able to learn something in depth. So there may be a process of going back to school for what really matters to you, or finding that you're working on some form of administrative support for something like a school of alternative health.
Okay.
So I would look at the issues that, you know, that you're being walked through and experience. Uranus is conjunct your Chiron in the house of career at the moment, and Uranus has just entered your house of career. So you're going to be experimenting, you know, your career will be changing and shifting and evolving over the next 8 years.
Okay.
And right now, the very things that are hard for you, including your health, may be hints about where you go yourself. You know, that maybe you find a healing modality that works for you and you start to study it. Or studying your healing modality, you find people that are doing good work that you want to support. That there is a connection to your own healing process and the work that you're being called to do over the next 8 years.
Okay, that makes sense.
And with that, relationship, because it looks to me like you're more likely to meet someone that is, you know, a good match for you if you are pursuing your own work and keeping your eyes open to see who's working too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thank you very much.
Mark, what do you see?
I'll second everything that's been said, very much about especially the health issues and the health issues leading to a path. And what you want to do is always keep things moving through. So that's true for digestion, and it's also true for everything you're learning and all the people you're meeting. Don't stay stuck on things, and don't get too fussy with things. You know, that's where you do get stuck. Instead, keep things moving through and realize you can go back for seconds on things that you like. You don't have to get it all out of the first bite, you know.
I do go back for seconds. My stomach's showing that, so.
Okay. Yeah. And then make sure that what you're going back for seconds on is really the nutrition you need. That's a detail that Heather and Ann both mentioned. And it's, you know, that really pay attention to the exactly which things you need, you know.
I like Ann's point about that your body may not be absorbing, so that leaves you really hungry. And it's important that you say you like super nutrition for a while you build your resources back up.
Yeah,
and I think also when Saturn finishes squaring your angles, which is in the next couple of weeks, it gets off of the 23, that's going to help a lot with your health because he's been down in the fourth house. Did you have a family history from your mom's side of thyroid stuff? Is that where it comes from?
You know what I think happened was back in the, you know, I used to be, unfortunately, I hate to say this, but I was a pharmaceutical rep at one time, but I got to see the other side of the industry, and at the time I was told I had ADD, and, you know, they had me on the cocktails of antidepressants and ADHD medication. Well, I decided to stop, and I went on a raw food diet and cleansed myself of everything, but I think the after effect was the exhaustion of the adrenal glands.
Yep.
And there's something called an HPA axis, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal. And a lot of times if you take thyroid medication, it exhausts the adrenals more, so you have to really recover the adrenals.
Right.
Yes. There's a really interesting program that's just opened up in John Bastier College that about nutrition and psychology together, how our nutrition affects our psychology. So
it affects our brains and the functioning. Right.
It's a counseling degree with a whole aspect of nutrition.
Oh, interesting.
And they're in Seattle.
John Bastier.
And, yeah, the John Bastier Naturopathic College in Seattle. It's a really interesting program.
Okay.
And it feels like, one, they could be helpful to you, and two, you might be really interested in. I don't see your chart as having ADHD or any of that, because it's actually really able to dig in once if you're well fed and you are interested in what you're doing.
Right.
If the nutrition is off, it can look like ADHD.
Right. But
and also
and if you're bored because your chart is way too smart to be happy. When you're bored, you tune everything out.
Yeah, I understand.
And the Aries in you rebels and kind of just starts, you know, twiddling your thumbs and doesn't really engage.
With the college, I've been hesitant because since I haven't been working, I do have some savings. I don't have any debt, and I'm real sensitive. I don't even have credit card debt, nothing. So I'm very sensitive about acquiring
debt. I understand
that.
Yeah. It might be a possible way for you to work through it.
Yeah.
Because you've got a good workhorse of a chart. You might be able to work through it, or you might find that there are ways that you can do this. It's a worthy investment for your future.
Find a program you like and get close to it and see what the possibilities
are. And just
see
if it's a good fit for you. Don't just start anywhere. Find something that's working for you as part of your own healing path.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, because a lot of what your chart wants to do is teach what it learns. I also, you know, with that Mercury and the Moon and the Pluto there, that's an interesting diagnosis because I would think it would be more anxiety-based. A lot of times and so they drugged you because you were nervous as opposed to saying, let's teach you some coping mechanisms for how to deal with the anxiety, right?
Yeah, a lot of times what they'll do, I had a friend who had hyperthyroid, which produced anxiety kind of symptoms,
right.
So they gave her anti-anxiety. Then she swung to hypo. So they're not testing. You know, all the time I had gone to counseling, they never gave me a physical test to see if anything was wrong with my body. So I'm not sure which came first.
Wow.
But
see,
thyroid
that's
can cause depression.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they'll just give you an antidepressant.
We're going to have to stop because our time is up here.
Oh, the
great.
British lady talk.
And keep us posted, okay?
Yeah,
okay,
keep
bye.
Us posted. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
And everybody, as Mercury goes direct this week, take care of yourself and correct those misunderstandings.
And this is Heather saying goodbye from Minnesota. And Anne?
Anne, goodbye from New York at my bright red desk.
And Mark from New York. All right.
So we'll see you all
next
week.
And you can find all of our websites on the Access Astrology website page, Blog Talk Radio, and we are all happy to do personal readings for you. And you can see Mark and Anne tomorrow at the Open Center.
Yay!
And come to my Living Astrology Chart Clinic if you feel like it here in Minnesota.
Okay.
All right. Good. So talk to you all next
week.
Have a great week. Have a great Mercury retrograde. And remember, Mars is building intention. So just take it easy and take a deep breath. Bye.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.